we have a pretty important guest in the studio, and you know, every time Jop gets a little bored, he starts bugging me. He's like, Bob, we need to have a brewer on. I can tell he's Jones.
Long dry spell, and all puns intended. Yeah.
So I said, you know, we have not talked to Elk Brewing Company yet. Right now, live in the studio with us is Eric Karnes from Elk Brewing. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, you spent some time in Germany, I understand.
I did, yeah. I was in the army over there. And
Yeah, thanks for serving our country. Yeah. Appreciate that, brother.
Nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
You bet.
Nice. A fellow scout. And being over in Germany, you tried a few good beers.
I did, yeah. And that's one of the beers that I brought with me today is the Hefeweizen that we have down at Elk.
It's fantastic.
So where is Elk Brewery?
Elk Brewing's on Wealthy Street. It's 700 Wealthy Street. It's on the corner of Wealthy and Henry.
Okay, so we got another great West Michigan startup brewery. You've been doing this how long?
I've been brewing now for 9 years.
If you've never had a Hefeweizen, it's a summer German wheat. And you've probably had one, but you might not have known it. It's got a little touch of like banana clove kind of flavor to it, but it's really from the yeast, right?
It is, yeah. We actually put this one on, or we start carbonating it about 6 to 7 days after we brew it. So it's really fresh. We don't let the yeast drop out of it.
And I don't know if I've had a better Hefe in Michigan.
You can tell that you've had a few of these in the German influence. I'm serious. Because it's crisp. It's clean. And guys, you all know that I'm not the big IPA guy with the high IBUs. This is on the exact opposite end of that scale.
What is this other beer you brought?
The other beer that I brought for you guys today was the Scotch Ale. It's 8.5% alcohol. It's got a real malty flavor to it.
Your beers are not heavy. They're clean. And I can see through them. And a lot of times that Hefe especially will be cloudy. And yours is not. You can see right through it. The Scotch Ale, it's got a little nutty flavor to it, almost a little coffee on the end of it.
You know what I like about it? It's not. Some Scotch Ales are syrupy. This has a little bit of crispness to it.
Yeah, it's real clean. In fact, you wouldn't even know that it's 8.5 unless you're drinking it.
Two home runs for Elk Brewing Company, 700 Wealthy Street, Grand Rapids. You got to get down and check this guy out.